Let's talk about housing of a different kind. On Wednesdays, we look at the workplace, and today we go to West Virginia to see where some railroad workers call home. The people who maintain railroad tracks often do their jobs in isolated parts of the country. And one of the nation's biggest railroads, Norfolk Southern, still houses some workers in so-called camp cars. Those are converted sleeper cars instead of motels. They live on the rails. The workers' union has condemned living conditions, and Congress is considering a ban. Scott Finn of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
Deep in the Appalachian Mountains, workers with Norfolk Southern replaced the wooden ties on a section of railroad near the Kentucky-Virginia border. This crew puts in a 10-hour day in sub-zero cold. Home, for most of these guys, is far away, and the nearest motel that's big enough for the entire crew is a 2-hour drive over winding roads. So instead, they head to their 10 camp cars, parked on a railroad spur. These cars are like campers on rails. Each worker gets a bunk, and for every two workers, there's a shower and toilet. James Lanigan says he's happy with his setup.
Put my storage up here, got all this in here, put my clothes. I mean, it's just like home. It's good.
In the kitchen car, the cooks are making green bean casserole, ham, and cheesy biscuits. After dinner, Mitchell Copley and Rick Johnson sit in one of the camp cars, watching the movie Braveheart on satellite TV. They talk about the old days when they slept in uninsulated box cars with propane stoves and bunk beds.
Bunk beds, top, bottom. The guys on top got comfortable. The guys on the bottom froze.
The man on top got drunk, you got wet. I've seen it happen.
These cars have just been renovated. But union officials say not all 500 maintenance workers stay in cars this nice.
The very first furnace the guy opened up, rats ran out of it.
Danny Gates of the Teamsters Union wants to outlaw camp cars. In October, the House of Representatives passed a railroad safety bill that would do just that. Other major railroads have eliminated camp cars. Gates says he can't understand why Norfolk Southern, also known as NS, refuses to go along.
So NS is kind of standing out in the cold out here, and they're just being defiant on this issue.
Back in the camp cars and under the watchful eyes of his bosses, worker James Lanigan says he prefers things the way they are.
I don't know why Congress has got anything to do with it. It should be the railroad's men's decision. It should be. I mean, they're the ones that lives here. Congress don't live here.
For some of these old-timers, this camp car debate isn't about safety or convenience. Norfolk Southern supervisor Chris Warren says it's about a sense of brotherhood.
And everybody's right here to look after each other. As if you put out in a different environment around the motels and stuff, you could lose track of somebody. And it's a little more, it's a little deeper than just the convenience. It means a lot to some of these guys. You know.
The Senate is now considering the railroad safety bill. Both sides agree it's not about the money. It's about the safety of the workers who keep the nation's railroads safe. For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Charleston, West Virginia.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with permanent campuses on three continents, on the web at chicagogsb.edu.